The Bert Show.
I think I have a question to ask today that we will not get one call on.
Okay.
Okay? Because the playing field is going to be set so high slash low for this question that I don't think that it can be beat today.
Okay.
All right,
okay.
So first I'll give out the phone number, 404-741-Q100. And this is based on a story in Jen Hobby's Entertainment Buzz this morning.
Yes, Shane Lamas is her name. She is the winner of The Bachelor. She is the daughter of Lorenzo Lamas. Well, she decided to go get her party on in Vegas and actually got married in less than 24 hours from meeting the dude. It's this dude who runs this online, like, gossipy celebrity website called TheDirty.com. So the guy who runs that, I was trying to pull up his name right now.
Nick Ritchie.
What is it?
Nick Ritchie.
Nick Ritchie. So she meets Nick Ritchie. They're in Vegas.
God.
They go to the little white wedding chapel, and they tie the knot. They met less than 24 hours before they got married.
Okay, who can beat that record? Who listening right now can beat 24 hours? Today, I think we finally got a winner, okay? 404-741-Q100. So you meet each other. It's chemistry. It's fantastic. There would also have to be timing involved in this because they were in Vegas at the right time, right?
What
at the
mean?
Same time, they were in Vegas, and that's why they could get married within 24 hours.
Yeah.
So who listening got married from eyesight to I do in less than 24 hours?
Dang, dude. You know what?
Take
your headphones.
Can I go?
We got the rest of the show. Get out of here.
Yeah, you're done.
It's because I'm only on Tylenol today.
Unless you were absolutely wasted, alcohol, drugs, whatever, how could you do it? How could you really do it? Like Britney Spears, when she went and did that, it was with her childhood friend, Jason Alexander. They had known each other all growing up. Mm-hmm. They were having a party weekend, but they had known each other a long time. So I can see how you get swept up in that moment. Like, oh, I always had a crush on you my whole life. Like, let's just do this and get married. And I trust you. And you knew me before I was famous. And you can see how Britney Spears would have gotten kind of like swept up in the moment or the emotion of it. Dumb decision. Yes, they annulled it later, whatever.
Sure.
But still, you could see that. But they just met, like at the bar, like, hey, baby, can I buy you a vodka tonic? And then married.
And the chemistry was so strong. By the way, no calls. I think we're going to do it today. It's really not what I thought it would be. It's really pretty boring, actually.
I do.
Boy, it's too bad that it's worked. It's really pretty bad radio. But don't you think that...
how many times you can work in from eyesight to I do just to make something good come out of this, right?
Right.
Do you think that when they met each other, it was sort of like, yeah, there's something here, but let's go get married, and we know that... I mean, we're in Vegas. We can get this thing annulled tomorrow if we really want to.
Yeah, I guess they could, but... Why would you even do it if you were thinking about annulling it? You would really have to be like swept up in the moment of,
or
like,
just like rebellion,
this
fun.
Is it.
You know, we're in Vegas. Screw it.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
let's go for it. I think we got it.
Yeah, I wonder if they wake up the next day.
Wait, there's one.
Hold on, one call.
There's one.
Two.
There's two.
There's
three.
No way.
And now there's two.
There's two.
Hi, Bert Show.
Hi, I have Bieber fever. Will you play song for me?
There's only
one. Can you tell Justin Bieber to follow me on Twitter?
It's only one more to go.
Can I get tickets to Nickelback Show?
Save that from Jeff.
Hey! I really love you, Bert Show. Did you give it away the $1,000? Bert, I saw you on Fox 5 last night.
And it's gone!
Fail! Which
we
is a win.
Failed!
We went from eyesight to I do to I failed.
Bert Show, Q100.
Hey, the Bert Show.